Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com and our expository study of the book of Hosea. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the book of Hosea. This is part one of two. And now our current events update. And just going to do some snapshots tonight, so to speak. I want to just look at what's going on. We didn't have anything on that Louisville situation, so I didn't include that. But we are going to include, start with just looking at those loving liberals. You know, liberals, Christians have been lied to by many pastors and entertainers in the Christian. I'm just talking about Christian entertainers, singers. They've been told for years that labels don't matter. Conservative, liberal, we should all just get together. And that's insanity. In Christian circles, the word conservative means Bible believer. The word liberal means apostate. You don't join hands with apostates. And so, but one of the things we point out is that liberals, one of the things they do is they accuse you of what they're doing. So when Hillary accuses somebody of something, you can guarantee she's doing it. See what I'm saying? Well, the same thing's true about when they say the words like love. They're like Satan. When Satan uses words, he doesn't use them for what they mean. Never has, never will. And so when a liberal uses the word love, they don't mean what the Bible means. And so I always tell everybody, the people who talk the most about love are the most dangerous. See, around here, we don't talk about love all the time. We do it. Amen. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Stop talking and do something. That's what our message is to everybody.
Him getting the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
very sweet. Jim, on the other hand, I'm just kidding. There's a case in point. So, about those loving liberals, this is an example. I was going to get the video, but he couldn't really understand what she was saying. But this is a Marshall University professor down in Huntington who has been suspended. She ought to be fired after wishing death on all Trump supporters. And then she's being interviewed, and she said, I'm just to the point where I just hope they all get sick and die, you know, and all that kind of thing. And, you know, if you're a professor at a university, you don't you don't have to do that, Linda. You're going to hurt yourself. Can you stand up straight now? Because I don't know if I...
Next time you're
little... Y'all worry about...
Oh, no, I won't.
But this is a college professor, and that's what we've been also saying for years. Our university system is destroying this country.
Yeah.
Our university system... Of course, there's some good Christian schools and some good schools that aren't Christian, but they're mostly private owned that are still decent. But most state universities are just destroying this country. And this is a Marshall University professor who said this. Now, does that remind you of somebody?
It reminds me of Michael
Moore.
I did not know that.
Isn't that funny? So I've come to the conclusion that this is what you'll look like if you keep hating on Donald Trump. This is your face with Trump derangement syndrome. They look the same. How'd that happen? The only thing they have in common is they both hate Trump. I rest my case. Another snapshot is Costco. They're a bunch of Marxists. We've said this for a long time. They supported Barack Obama, and they're run by a bunch of libtards. We joined for a year because they had lightened up and it was closer, and so we sold out. But we started seeing this stuff with the COVID. They were just fascistic about it, and so we just didn't renew our membership. I'm not calling for a boycott. I'm not organizing anything. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to go there anymore. But this is the latest. They have now stopped selling a particular brand of cheese because the CEO and I think the owner of this company, well, I think I got another screenshot here. Costco reportedly pulls Palmetto cheese after the founder calls Black Lives Matter a, quote, terror organization. Now, you know why he called them that? Because they are a terror organization. See, in the world of liberals, you got to get this, and you got to this is why you've got to be outspoken and speak or forever hold your peace, because when liberals take over, they are tyrants, and they want to control how you talk, how you think, what you do, everything. And that's what this is about. It doesn't matter whether what you're saying is true, and it doesn't matter whether it's your convictions. You only have a right to your opinion if it agrees with liberals.
Yes.
Otherwise, shut your mouth. Sit down and say what we tell you to say. It's like we were talking about, I got a children's book. And I was looking at this children's book because, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with storytelling and telling the stories of the Bible as long as you don't claim it's a Bible, you know. It's like the Living Bible when it came out. If it didn't claim to be a Bible, I wouldn't have been as upset about that. But this is called the Story Children, a Child Storybook. The crazy libtard reviews on Amazon and other places were calling on people not to buy this. This book is written before World War II, I believe. Let me look at the date on it again. But I know it was written, 1935. Okay. Now, because in one section she refers to black people as Negroes, then they're telling people they shouldn't be buying this book. That's the mindset of the liberal. You know, they're not even letting people read books like Uncle Tom's Cabin,
right? Yeah.
which was credited by Abraham Lincoln of getting everybody whooped up into the frenzy of starting the war. So it's historical significance. But because the actual N-word shows up in there. Well, if you read Mark Twain, you read a bunch of books from that era, you're going to see that. And they're so thin, liberals are so thin-skinned that they tell you not to buy this book, so I bought a copy. Here. And I urge everybody, it's called Catherine F. Voss, The Child Storybook. Now, she comes from a pretty Calvinistic background, but this is a child's book. She doesn't get into predestination and election, that kind of thing in here. And it's a storybook, so it's not a lot of pictures. It's one you would sit and read to your children or have your children read. And, you know, you think about that. We had spineless Republicans in Columbus here apologizing because one of their senators referred to people as colored. Very week that happened, we were watching the news, and the state was using taxpayer money to recruit, quote, their quote, people of color. So when the government does it and hands money over to these people who run these organizations that are poverty pimps, and they're all about identity politics and all that, as long as you're giving them money, they're going to be all right with it. But otherwise, you better shut up and only say what we say. We want to be called this now. And they'll change it every few years. It went from Negro to colored, African-American, and now they're saying they don't want to be called that. That's not the rank-and-file black people in America. That's the pimps who are out for money. Sadly, too many of the rank-and-file go along with it. So here you have this guy from Palmetto Cheese referring to Black Lives Matter as a terror organization, and for that, they're trying to ruin his business. I like this meme. It says, thanks, BLM. I would have never known how good Palmetto cheese is if you had not mentioned it. Now, I have to say, I knew how good it was before. But I will be buying an extra tub or two, just like I bought that book. That is delicious, by the way. If you like cheese, if you're not a big cheese lover, but if you like cheese, whew, yeah, Linda's going to fix us up.
Refrigerated section.
Yeah, yeah, right. Probably next to the right next to the cottage cheese and all that. I think Palmetto, like in isn't there a place in Florida? Palmetto. Palmetto. Another snapshot. Bloomberg bribery. Have you seen this? Matt Gaetz, who's a representative from Florida in Congress, is calling for a criminal investigation into alleged Bloomberg bribery and vote buying. This is from the story. Quote, just days after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis won a court victory to keep felons from voting until they paid off fines, restitution, and court fees, billionaire Mike Bloomberg has stepped in to help them pay off the debts so that they can vote. The Democrat Party, the party of killing babies, the party of sodomite marriage, the party of socialism, the party of Satan, relies on criminals, crackheads, crack whores, sexual predators, and other low IQ voters like Maxine Waters to get elected. They rely on the bottom feeders. They rely on the criminals, the felons, that Mike Bloomberg's paying all their fines and everything so they can vote. Now, there's several people say they think he's in violation of campaign law. But he's got the money to hire a dozen attorneys and drag it out for years, but I hope it costs him a few billion. That's what he deserves. But the Democrat Party has started their registration drive, and if you drive past the cemetery, you might see them collecting their... And people say all the time, I said, I am not going to apologize for the fact that the Republican Party has... We're going to get to some Republicans in a minute. But the Democrat Party is wicked and it's anti-American. They're deceptive. It's just amazing that there's a party like that in a country that's still standing. Well, let's talk about McCain, not the dead one, but his widow. And I would not talk about her, but she puts herself in the news. You're going to put yourself out there. We're going to respond. She has now endorsed Biden. That's John McCain's wife. John McCain, presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2008. And his widow has now endorsed Biden. I used to be real hesitant to even talk about this, but now I say it. I would, you know, the Bible says not to be proud. I say this shamelessly, that I did not vote for John McCain. And I do not regret it. You think what you want, but I think we were better off with Barack Obama and a Republican Senate than we would have been with John McCain. And I stick by that. I call them rhino tards. Now, remember, you heard it here first. I made this word up, and I should trademark it. Rhino means Republican in name only. Because if you take the Republican Party platform, it's great. I mean, I got a few, you know, I tweak it here and there a few places, but it's great. It stands up for the right to life for unborn children. Stands up for the family, biblically, the nuclear family. It stands up against socialism. Really, it's just the anti-Democrat platform. And so I really like it. But these people are Republican in name only. And we have, again, the widow of John McCain. In the middle top is Mike Bloomberg, the nanny, the one who wanted to tell people what size of drinks they could buy in New York and all that. And he's also a gun control, treasonous gun control advocate. The far top right is our ex-Rhino Governor Kasich. Down the bottom to the left, looks like he sniffed a turd. His name's Flake, but it's fitting. He is a flake. And he's endorsed Biden. The guy next to him in the middle, second from the left, is Bill Kristol, not the actor, obviously. Bill Kristol. He's supposed to have been kind of William F. Buckley's successor, but William F. Buckley is way out of his league. He's down to the bottom feeders. Now, right next to him is George Will, and he's an never Trumper, or whatever you want to call him. And then, of course, is Mitt Romney, who, to his credit, has said he's going to support the nominee for Supreme Court. So I'll let up on Mitt if he does that, at least till the next time. But anyway, that's how I feel about them. And then I'm going to move on real quick, but Biden payback. This is the flip side. You see, I believe we should be very forgiving. And also, especially, we talked about this last week, if you're repentant, you confess it, you're open, you're sorry, then let's move on. Amen? Joe Biden busted up Jill's marriage. And that's how they got together. And they lie about it.
Jill
Biden, his wife. Joe Biden busted up Jill's marriage. She was married. Adultery. They lie about it. And they basically tell everybody, oh, we had a blind date. And it's just this wonderful story. Her husband's come out and said, you know, they ruined my life. And says it was an interview with Inside Edition. Bill Stevenson, the owner of the Delaware nightclub, the Stone Balloon, who is also Jill Biden's first husband, claims the story that Joe and Jill tell about how they met is a lie. I was betrayed by the Bidens. Joe was my friend. Jill was my wife, Stephen said in the interview with Inside Edition. It's years ago, but guess what? It's so current right now because he is picking on people about character. Stevenson replied. You're going to act like you're some, wonderful man who's not guilty of the things you're accusing others of. What I say, when they accuse you of something, they're doing it. And that's Joe Biden. So after the election, if Biden loses, then one of these Democrat journalists, these fakes, they're trying to make a name for themselves, so they'll report on it. But until the election, you're not going to see this reported on by the Democrats on your news channels and your news magazines. And that's that. That's what's going on. And I said to myself, what a wonderful world. All right, Hosea 12, beginning in verse 7. We're going to read all through the rest of the chapter, 14 verses. And I want you to join me in the even verses. So I'll start with verse 7 because it's odd. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And I that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the mystery of the prophets. I said similitudes. Similitudes is probably the better, right? Similitudes. Verse 11, is there an... I will come back to that. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. And Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. God's people say,
amen.
Amen. All right, the he there in verse 7, we're going to start just understanding that he is referring to Israel, that's also referred to as Ephraim, or Ephraim, or however you pronounce, how you choose to pronounce it. He there is Israel. He is a merchant. Now think of that. From agrarian to urban, Israel, from this point on, more and more, and after 70 AD, almost completely, goes from an agrarian society to the urban society, from being shepherds to being bankers. And if you just study human history, you will see that the agrarian society is the one that has benefited its people most. Urban society, I believe that the Tower of Babel has numerous lessons for us, and one of those is that I believe God never intended us to all be squished up into a city like we have in Columbus or especially Manhattan and places like that. And that's why it's so wicked in those places. I believe Sodom was like an ancient city, urbanized. And that's why there was so much sin and wickedness. For thousands of years now, Jew haters have blamed their woes on who? Jewish bankers. Now, in most cases, that's absolutely false. And I've never met anybody who really was suffering because of Jewish bankers. Most of the time, these guys, especially among the, you'll find them among whites and blacks. That's who I've seen mostly. There's groups of whites, the KKK types, the white supremacist types, and then there's some in the black area, like the black Hebrews and some of the more racist groups and elements. Racist like Al Sharpton, racist like Jesse Jackson, you know, the racists. The people who are all about skin color, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The people who only see in color and race, racist, yeah. They haven't suffered. As a matter of fact, they shake down these Jews. They get a lot of money shaking down the Jews. And that'll continue. But a lot of the complaints, though, I say a lot, it's less than a majority, but it's still a lot, are legit. Jewish bankers are not the cream of the crop of humanity. And you study that Rothschild family. I mean, they're a bunch of inbred sickos. And they have, it's just a wild thing if you study it. The reason I don't talk a lot in specifics, because a lot of what we know about them comes through secondary sources and things, so we don't know all the time. We don't know exactly if what we're reading is true, but it's pretty dark. And what do? Well, the bankers, you know, the merchants are funded by the bankers, and the bankers cause the merchants to make some decisions that hurt other people because sometimes, because of the interest rates and things they're charged, they get in a fix. And what's crazy about that is, you know, back in the Old Testament, they were told not to lend with usury. And now, fast forward now, that's what, you know, most of the Jews that I've known were taught from a very early age what it's sad that not enough of us non-Jews are smart enough to do, but from a very early age, they put money in the bank and then put it into things like CDs and things like that to accrue interest. And that's why by the time they're out of college, you know, they got a nice little nest egg and they got a head start on the rest of us. That's not a problem. But the problem comes whenever there's a squeeze and then people, it can be that or it can just be greed. It's 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not evil. Well, Jesus talked about people serving their god mammon. He says you cannot serve two gods. You can't serve God and mammon. He didn't say mammon was evil, but people serve it. It's like their god. And that's where the problem comes in, and that's where a lot of these guys then, they have the balances of deceit. And we see over and over in Scripture, God hates this. He hates it. And one of the reasons is because a lot of times it's the widows, the child, the fatherless children, people like that who are then hurt by these things. What's that mean? Look over Proverbs 20 real quick. Verse 23. Proverbs 20, yeah, we're in Hosea 12. We'll always come back to our main text. Proverbs 20, 23. Jenny, can you read that real loud?
Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good.
It's not good. They're an abomination of the Lord. You remember when that's how, this is a severe statement. When God says something's an abomination, and says it makes him, in a human sense so we can understand it, it makes him want to vomit. Sounds like that. Abomination. It's almost like abomination. It's a vomit nation. Abomination. But that's what that means. Abomination means it makes God feel nauseous, like he's going to vomit over it. It makes him sick. Look over again, back a few chapters, 11, Proverbs 11, verse 1. Anybody there?
Yeah.
Jenny? The other Jenny? Go ahead and read that.
False balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
You see that? Again, it's a false balance. What that means, back in our text, it says, the balances of deceit. Now, we don't use the old balances, but we still have scales and things. But you remember the old ones? You'd put, like, we'd say 16 ounces here. You put a weight at 16 ounces. And then Johnny walks into the shop and says, yeah, hit me with a 16-ounce of Mountain Dew. So the fella in the shop would put the glass there, and he'd pour in the... And he'd watch until that thing balanced out. Since this was 16 ounces, then when he got the liquid here to be 16 ounces, it'd be equal. That's balanced, right? Well, what they do is they take that 16-ounce thing and they just shave off just a little bit. Just a little bit. And so you get it down to 15.5 ounces. Now, Johnny wouldn't notice, you know. I mean, he's going to notice half an ounce missing. But you think about that. You do that 100 times a day. That's 50 ounces a day that you've saved for yourself to sell to somebody else. That's how you make the money, see? And that's not good business. That's wicked. That's deceptive. And so that's why God hates it. And those who do that usually then do this, which we read in 7, the rest of it. It says, he is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. Read those last four words. He loveth to oppress. See, there's an attitude behind it, see, that causes you to want, you're already oppressing Johnny. He lost out a half an ounce, but you're oppressing everybody who buys anything for 16 ounces. And of course, he'll do that to his other weights. So no matter how much you say you want, that weight's going to be a little less. But that doesn't stop there. And it never does. That is an attitude that then in these last days we see in our billionaire libtard SJWs, which means social justice warriors. It's not enough for them, Bill Gates, it's not enough for him to have more money than he could ever spend. It's not enough for him to just be able to travel the world and speak anywhere he wants to and all this. It's not enough. Now Bill Gates wants to jab you with his vaccine. And he wants the government to force you to take his vaccine. And it's not enough. It's never enough for any of these billionaires. Look over James 5. We've read this not too long ago, but this is exactly what we're seeing in the last days. And James 5, beginning verse 1. Through verse 8. James 5, beginning in verse 1 through verse 8. You read with me on the even verses. I'll start in verse 1 because it's odd. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you.